It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is urging the state Supreme Court to reject demands that businesses be compensated for losses linked to pandemic-related public health orders in the state. Final written arguments were published on Thursday as the state Supreme Court weighs whether financial compensation is due to businesses in response to the state's public health orders that ban mass gatherings and prohibit business activities such as indoor dining. Due to the pandemic and public health orders, businesses in New Mexico have scaled back or have closed their doors as the state continues to struggle to contain the coronavirus. Following Wednesday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan says President Trump should be removed from office. He told Fred Martino that members of Trump's cabinet should use the powers in the 25th Amendment to remove the president.
I'm very concerned with what we saw over the last few days that culminated in these attacks and these this insurgence into the U.S. Capitol, and the president is responsible for this. And I think the 25th Amendment is appropriate, and those cabinet officials that it's been reported are already getting together to talk about this. Many people, including myself, are very concerned with what the president can do over the last 2 weeks of his presidency because of what we witnessed yesterday. It's not a matter of what could happen. We saw what happened yesterday with this president still in the White House.
Well, if that does not happen, if the 25th Amendment is not invoked, should impeachment proceedings begin?
Well, as you know, Fred, I voted to impeach the president of the United States a year ago. And I don't know if there is enough time for that to occur between now and the end of his presidency. But if that came forward, I would support that as well.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to say about this incident and things that you think need to be done to prevent something like this from happening again?
Well, Fred, we need a commander-in-chief of the United States, the president of the United States, not to call and incite violence in our country. Congressman Louis Gohmert, you may remember, he's a congressman from Texas. Last week, he said that there should be violence in the streets of America over President Trump's loss of this election. In the end, elected leaders need to tell the American people the truth about the outcome of these elections. President-elect Biden won this election with 306 electoral votes. A record number of people voted for President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris. Just as we heard from our Democratic senators yesterday, like Cory Booker and Leader Schumer and Dick Durbin, we also heard from Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham, who called on these Republican leaders that are supporting this effort of President Trump to tell the American people the truth of the outcome of this election, as opposed to spreading those conspiracy theories. So that needs to happen. And then just lastly, Fred, you know, just to share with you and to all the listeners, yesterday when we were in the United States Senate in session hearing debate from U.S. senators, you could hear the growing noise coming from the front of the United States Capitol. And just as you the noise got louder and louder, you saw Secret Service descend into the United States chamber. They were able to get the vice president. They escorted the vice president out of the chamber. Then Capitol Police and other Secret Service came into the Senate floor, and there was a lot of noise and yelling, and they were saying, lock the doors, lock the doors. The Capitol has been breached. And so as they locked all the doors in the Senate chamber, there was a lot of unease and uncertainty, and you could hear the loud noise. And then somebody in the chamber said, there have been shots fired in the Capitol. And then moments later, there was a lot of noise, and then they said, get them out of here. And then they opened up one of those doors, and they moved everyone in the Senate chamber. to a secure location, and then to see the Capitol just destroyed, a symbol of our democracy, of our republic, from our founders and our Constitution, Fred, destroyed the way that it was. Again, two times in our nation's history, back in 1812 and now January 6th of 2020, this is a bad day, and I'm hopeful that everyone that is responsible for this be held accountable.
That was New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan talking with Fred Martino. You can hear more of that interview tomorrow night at 5 on KRWG News This Week. You can also find it online at our website, krwg.org.